Thank you very much. I'm honored to be with you today. I simply want to take this moment to thank you and Mr. Lantos for your leadership during this Congress. I know I speak for Senator Biden as well as for myself in indicating what a privilege it's been to work with this committee and with the able staffs on both sides of the aisle. And I think we have made headway on many pursuits, and we look forward to another good Congress of working together. Mr. Chairman, I have the honor of being President Bush's personal representative for the November 21 presidential runoff election in Ukraine. And as I approached the responsibility, I noted publicly that I was not an advocate of either candidate in the election. My focus was to stress free and fair election procedures that would strengthen worldwide respect for the legitimacy of the winning candidate. The campaign for president of Ukraine had already been marked by widespread political intimidation and failure to give equal coverage to candidates in the media. Physical intimidation of voters and illegal use of governmental administrative and legal authorities had been evident and persistent. President Bush wrote in a letter which I carried to President Kuchma, and I quote the President, "You play a central role in ensuring that Ukraine's election is democratic and free of fraud and manipulation. A tarnished election, however, will lead us to review our relations with Ukraine." End of quote. This is from the letter that I gave to President Kuchma. In thoughtful and careful representation of President Bush's words, I visited with President Kuchma and with both candidates, with explicit requests for them to terminate any further campaign violations. And I stated I had come to celebrate the building of strong democratic institutions in Ukraine. Unfortunately, a nationwide celebration of democratic election procedures at that point was not to be. The government of President Kuchma allowed or aided and abetted wholesale fraud and abuse that changed the results of the election. It is clear that Prime Minister Yanukovych did not win the election, despite enormous, rather erroneous, election announcements and even calls of congratulation from Moscow. Now, in 1986, I witnessed a democratic and diplomatic challenge in the Philippines. There, too, I served as co-chairman with Congressman Jack Murtha of an observer group appointed by President Ronald Reagan. The parallels between the Philippine experience of 1986 and Ukraine today are interesting. President Marcos of the Philippines called a snap election, and Corazon Aquino, the widow of an assassinated opposition leader, challenged Marcos. While Marcos attempted to steal the election through fraud and abuse, the overwhelming support for Aquino led the government to falsify the vote count. Tens of thousands of Filipinos poured into the streets of Manila in support of Aquino. And the international community was shocked by the enormity of the fraud and the popular EDSA revolution. Ultimately, the will of the people brought change, and President Marcos's efforts to subvert freedoms failed. Now, President Bush has expressed his unequivocal support for democracy around the world. He has said, and I quote the President, "I simply do not agree with those who either say overtly or believe that certain societies cannot be free. It's just not a part of my thinking." End of quote. I agree with the President. The United States must be at the forefront of international efforts to secure individual freedom. Democracy must be at the core of our foreign policy. We must be prepared to play an active role in ensuring that democracy and basic freedoms are promoted and preserved around the world. An election on December 26 that is free and fair will be a tribute to Ukraine's maturing democracy and will place Ukraine on a path to join the community of European democracies. A secure and democratic Ukraine is in the national security interest of the United States, NATO, the European Union, and Russia. A fraudulent and illegal election would leave Ukraine crippled. The new president would lack legitimacy with the Ukrainian people and the international community. The United States Secretary of Defense, Don Rumsfeld, the Deputy Secretary of State, Rich Armitage, former Secretaries of State, Madeleine Albright and Henry Kissinger, and congressional leaders have visited, written, and called Ukrainian leaders to advocate a free and fair election process. Secretary of State Colin Powell's leadership and the outstanding efforts of our Ambassador John Herbst have left no doubt of the impact an illegitimate election would have on the future of Ukraine and our relationship. With the stakes so high, I applaud the thousands of election observers who were sent by the United States and European states to organizations such as the National Endowment for Democracy and its affiliates, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the European Network of Election Monitoring Organizations, and most importantly, over 10,000 citizens of Ukraine were organized by the Committee of Voters of Ukraine to carefully observe individual polling stations. These observers outlined an extensive list of serious procedural violations, including illegal expulsions of opposition members of election commissions, inaccurate voter lists, evidence of students, government employees, and private sector workers being forced by their deans and supervisors to vote for one candidate over another, busloads of people voting more than once with absentee ballots, representatives of the media being beaten and their equipment stolen or destroyed, and suspiciously large use of mobile voting. Even in the face of these attempts to end any hope of a free and fair election, I was inspired by the willingness and courage of so many citizens of Ukraine to demonstrate their passion for free expression and the building of a truly democratic Ukraine. As corrupt authorities tried to disrupt, frighten, and intimidate citizens, brave Ukrainians pushed back by continuing to do their best to keep the election on track and to prevent chaos. President Kuchma pledged to Ukraine that there would be, and I quote President Kuchma, elections worthy of a 21st century European country, end of quote. The day after the runoff election, I told the press and the people of Ukraine through a live television broadcast in Kiev that President Kuchma had the responsibility and the opportunity, even at that point, to provide an outcome that was fair and responsible. I pointed out he would enhance his legacy by prompt and decisive action which maximizes worldwide confidence in the presidency of Ukraine and the extraordinary potential future which lies ahead of his country. To date, President Kuchma has not met those responsibilities. This morning, we have learned from our embassy in Ukraine that an agreement was reached late last night between European mediators, President Kuchma, and the presidential candidates. Although not as sweeping as earlier reports of a compromise, the agreement reportedly has two elements. The current Central Election Commission will be dismissed and replaced with new members to oversee the December 26 runoff. Secondly, a new election law has been agreed to by the parties in an effort to eliminate the fraud perpetrated in the previous rounds of voting. These reports are promising, but we will have to await the final outcome of the Rada's deliberations, future rounds of negotiation, and President Kuchma's signature before offering firm conclusions. In the meanwhile, I offer four recommendations. Absentee and mobile voting must be excluded. The presence of Ukrainian and international observers must be increased to ideally observers at each of the 33,006 polling stations. The candidates must have equal time to present themselves and to broadcast their platforms to the Ukrainian people. And finally, the domestic and international press must commit to monitor and to debate the electoral process in an open and transparent manner that fully illuminates illegal activities and conveys legitimacy to the rightful winner. Absent vigorous attempts to meet these changes, I do not believe the Ukrainian people will have confidence in the integrity of the election process. And worse yet, they may be doomed to witness a repeat of the fraud and abuse that were apparent in the previous round of voting. I am pleased to report the United States Department of State has notified Congress of their intent to supplement election monitoring and related assistance to support the December 26 runoff. This is critical, and I urge the Department to provide the funds necessary as quickly as possible to assist the Ukrainian people in their goal of a free and fair election. Specifically, funds will be used